Sammy J on ABC Radio Melbourne.
If you are electricity this morning, you are loving it because there's going to be 190 kilometres worth of you running right through Victoria's food bowl between Melbourne and Stawell. There are thousands of potatoes, however, that are not going to be as happy. It is a battle right now between electricity and potatoes, and only one can win. Will Ellsworth is from the Western Victorian Economic Cultural Group. Good morning, Will. Potatoes or electricity? Whose side are you on?
I think there's only one choice. People like their spuds, Sammy.
Yeah, okay. So what's the difference? Why can't the two coexist?
Well, the problem with what AusNet's proposed is putting a transmission line from Ararat to Mount Prospect, which is just south of the Swiss Mountain Hotel. So between Daylesford and Creswick, everyone's familiar with Daylesford. Mm-hmm. Just walk out the front door of the Swiss Mountain Hotel, look to the south, you'll see the sign on the hill, pissed off AusNet. And there...
Someone's actually like carved that or moulded into the hill, haven't they?
Yeah, young Joey did it, and she's an inspiration to us all. Young girl, working on the family farm, taking up the issue with a multinational foreign-owned company that's got links back to the CCP, and outside her front window, and it's south of the Swiss Mountain Hotel, they're going to put the largest terminal station in southern Australia. So it's 600 metres by 400 metres long. It's 60 acres in size, and people go, oh, gee, 60 acres, what's that mean, Sammy? But it's actually 12 times the size of the MCG. So that gives people in Melbourne a real perspective. All the power from South Australia, the ACT will link into that, and there'll be a new transmission line. There's the existing Ballarat-Bendigo line. They'll put another line beside that, bigger and scarier. And then south of that terminal station, there's the Ballarat-Bendigo line continues on the Ballarat, but they're going to run another line up beside it to the terminal station from Western Victoria. And then there'll be a bigger line that runs down to Melbourne to Kiel or to Sydenham.
Would you be upset if this was happening in Gippsland, Will?
Yes, I would be, and I wouldn't wish it on anyone. And our group's advocated for it to be underground down the Western Highway. And that way it won't affect our friends and people we know south of the Western Highway. We don't wish this on anyone. The government talks about due process. All levels of government always talk about due process. People growing produce in Australia have very stringent controls over chemicals and phosphate and what they do with food production and have to follow everything to the letter, yet AusNet come in and they're just trying to railroad through people's properties to the fifth generation and just put this power line and many others on top of us, but they're also going to put this massive terminal station, and it's beside a waterway with natural springs. That waterway feeds into Maryborough's water supply some 40 k's away.
Well, look, the tricky thing is, of course, I guess getting people as worked up as you are, and rightly so, but I'm saying people in the city, they need their power, they want their power. A lot of people will be listening going, oh, that's a shame, but gee, glad it's not my backyard. What's the next step here? This is not a confirmed plan?
The next step is make it like a football match. We're going to fight to the last breath, the last minute, and we're going to make it a political issue, which it's becoming. It was mentioned in Canberra last night by the federal member, the shadow infrastructure minister, Catherine King, and she's got all the spin and talk to extract herself from this issue. She won't mention the terminal station. No one will talk about the terminal station, Sammy, so it's 12 times the size of the MCG. It's being put on pristine volcanic ground in a farming area when it should be in an industrial area. In New South Wales, the Berejiklian government just bought back 6,500 hectares from a Chinese company. They had an 18,500 hectare holding. Government bought back a third, paid them $100 million, tore up the lease, and then put a cover on that land in the Hunter Valley. And that's what we will probably need here, a cover on this land so it's only used for agriculture, because there's not much of this land.
I think people, even in the cities, are becoming increasingly aware of what can happen even far away when due process is not followed and when natural areas that cannot be returned get destroyed. So watch this space very much, and thanks for your time this morning.
I really appreciate your time. Thanks, Sammy.
Cheers. Will Ellsworth there from the Western Victorian Economic Cultural Group, who certainly knows his facts and figures.